Okay, so you're a gastroenterologist and you're getting ready for the SCE exam.
Tough exam.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
And we know C. diff is going to be on there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we're doing a deep dive on C. difficile colitis today
Perfect.
using these concise exam notes that we have.
Sounds good.
And the goal here is to really help you
Yeah.
master these questions
Master them.
and feel confident when you see these patients in real life too.
Yeah, because it can be a really mild problem, but it can also be life-threatening.
Exactly, yeah.
So you got to know when to worry and when not to worry.
Right, and when those exam questions threw you those tricky scenarios, you know what to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's just start with the basics, you know.
Okay.
We know C. difficile infection, or CDI, it's basically diarrhea plus a positive toxin test.
Right.
How do we even define diarrhea, you know, for the purposes of diagnosing CDI?
Yeah, that's a really important question because the exam, they love to ask about that.
Yes, they do.
So we're looking for at least three loose stools in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
And that's using the Bristol stool chart. We're talking like type 5 to 7.
Right.
And this is key. They have to be unformed,
Unformed.
no solid pieces.
Got it.
That's important for making the diagnosis.
So, like, even if someone's going a lot, you know, they're having a lot of bowel movements,
Right.
if it's formed, it doesn't count.
It doesn't meet that criteria.
Okay.
And then the second part is obviously confirming it with a toxin test.
Right.
Now, PCR is really sensitive these days, but remember, a positive PCR doesn't always mean there's an active
Oh,
infection.
interesting.
You need that clinical picture, you know, the diarrhea plus the toxin, for it to really be CDI.
So we need both.
We need both.
Okay.
We need the diarrhea and the evidence of the toxin activity.
Okay, so let's say we have a patient and we're like, you know, I'm kind of worried about C. diff here.
Okay.
What are some of those red flags that would, even before we get the test back, make us think, oh, we need to think about this?
Well, first thing I always think about is recent antibiotic use.
Oh, yeah, go
Because
ahead.
you know what happens? Antibiotics, they disrupt the normal gut bacteria that
Yeah.
allow C. diff to just take
To
over.
flourish. Yeah.
But it's not just antibiotics.
Right.
Proton pump inhibitors, long hospital stays, advanced age, those are all risk factors.
Yeah, those all make
They
sense.
all make you more susceptible.
Okay, so let's say we have a patient, they've got those risk factors. They come in, they've got a lot of diarrhea.
Okay.
What's next?
So next we got to figure out how bad is it? How severe is this?
Okay.
Now, they might have belly pain fever. Those are common,
Yeah.
but that doesn't always tell us how severe it is.
Interesting.
So we need to look at objective markers like their white blood cell, count their creatinine, and imaging can be helpful too.
Okay, so let's talk about creatinine for a second.
Sure.
Why is that such a big deal, even if it's just a little bit elevated?
Well, if the creatinine is going up, it tells us that the kidneys might be involved.
Oh.
So those toxins aren't just affecting the gut. They might be affecting other organs.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, if the creatinine's 50% or more above their baseline,
Yeah.
that's a big red
That's a
flag.
big red flag.
This is serious.
Wow.
This isn't just diarrhea anymore. We
Yeah.
could have systemic complications.
Okay, so how does all of that affect how we treat them?
Okay, so for mild to moderate cases, usually we start with oral metronidazole.
Okay.
That's our first line.
First line.
But if we see those elevated markers, you know, like we talked about,
Right.
that tells us it's more severe, then we go straight to oral vancomycin.
Okay.
We don't mess around.
Straight to the big guns.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about fidaxomicin? When do we use that?
So fidaxomicin has a couple of advantages.
Okay.
First, it has lower recurrence rates compared to
Well,
vancomycin.
that's good.
And second, it's a good option if the patient's on other antibiotics for something else.
Oh, okay, I see.
Because sometimes you can't just stop those other antibiotics. So fidaxomicin can be helpful in those cases.
Okay, so let's say we've treated the first episode.
Okay.
They're feeling better. They're all good.
Right.
But then it comes back, the dreaded recurrence.
Yeah, recurrence is a big problem with C. diff.
It is.
So how do we define that?
Yeah.
Basically, it's when the diarrhea comes back, you know, meeting those Bristol chart criteria within about 30 days
30
of
days.
when their symptoms went away.
Okay.
And of course, the toxin test has to be positive again.
You have to have that positive test too.
Yes, it's important to make sure it's not just lingering symptoms, you know.
Right, so it's not a persistent infection.
Exactly. It's a true
And those
recurrence.
numbers are pretty high, right? The recurrence
They
rates.
are. Yeah. After the first episode, about 20% of people will have a recurrence.
Okay.
But then after a second episode,
Oh
it
no.
goes up to 50 to 60%.
Wow.
So it's a big problem.
So what do we do for those people who are on their second or third recurrence?
Yeah.
Like we've gone beyond the metronidazole, the vancomycin, now the what?
Right, so we have to get more creative.
Yeah.
We might do pulsed or tapered vancomycin.
Okay.
We might try high-dose fidaxomicin.
Okay.
Or we could even use IV ecchi intravenous immunoglobulin.
Wow.
And of course, there's fecal microbiota transplantation, FMT.
FMT. Yeah, that one's really interesting.
It's become a game changer for those really tough cases.
So it seems kind of counterintuitive, right? Like we have all this bacteria that's causing problems,
Yeah.
and then we're like, oh, let's give them more
I
bacteria.
know, it seems weird.
But it works.
It does work.
So how does it work?
It's all about restoring the balance in the gut microbiome.
Right.
So we take fecal matter from a healthy donor
Okay.
and we transplant it.
Yeah.
And basically, we're repopulating the gut with good bacteria.
No, yeah.
That helps crowd out the C. diff and gets things back to normal.
So it's like we're resetting their gut.
Exactly.
That's really fascinating.
It is pretty amazing what we're learning about the microbiome.
Yeah, it really
It
is.
affects so much.
Okay, so let's do a couple cases just to put all this together.
Okay, sounds good.
So imagine a patient, they have that history of recent antibiotic use.
Okay.
They've got those classic C. diff symptoms, you know, the diarrhea, the abdominal pain, toxin test comes back positive,
Okay.
but their white count and their creatinine are normal.
Okay, so this sounds like a pretty classic mild to moderate CDI.
Okay.
Labs look good.
Yeah.
So I'd start with oral metronidazole and keep a close eye on them,
Makes sense.
make sure they're responding.
Okay, so same patient. Let's say a couple weeks later they're back.
Uh-oh.
The C. diff has recurred.
Okay, so for a first recurrence, I would probably switch them to oral vancomycin
Okay.
because it tends to have lower recurrence rates than metronidazole.
Right.
And I would also double check their meds, make sure they're not on any other antibiotics.
Yeah, good point.
Chimps, that could be the culprit.
Okay, now what if this is someone who, this is their third recurrence of C. diff?
Oh boy.
They've already tried vancomycin. They've already tried fidaxomicin.
Yeah, nothing's working.
Okay, this is when we'd really start thinking about FMT.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's the best chance for a long-term solution,
Okay.
especially when nothing else has worked.
Right.
But of course, we talk to the patient about the risks and benefits, you know,
Of course, yeah.
make sure they understand everything.
Make sure they're a good candidate.
Exactly.
This has been such a great deep dive.
I'm glad.
I feel like I'm really ready to tackle those C. diff questions on the exam now.
Remember, it's not just about memorizing algorithms.
Right.
You have to really understand how to diagnose it, how to tell the mild cases from the severe cases,
Right.
and you have to keep up with all the new treatments.
Yeah, it's always changing.
It is.
Well, to everyone listening, good luck on your exams.
You got this.
And you know what? I just thought of a question while we're at it.
Okay.
What do you think is on the horizon for C. diff?
That's a good question.
Like, are there any exciting new treatments or research that we should be keeping an eye out for? Yeah, there's a lot of research going on,
Yeah.
new antibiotics, new ways of manipulating the microbiome.
It's such a hot area of research.
It is. It's really exciting to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Okay. Awesome.
Lots of cool stuff coming.
Well, thanks so much for doing this deep dive.
My
It
pleasure.
was really helpful.
Glad to hear it.
All right. Until next time.
See you, Hut.